All right. Thank you, Rich. Yeah, they went in saying that they would establish red lines, wanted to be very clear. The first upshot is President Biden saying that he will dispatch Secretary of State Antony Blinken to work on further ties. So that should be optimistic. Now, joining us live is Bloomberg's Ian Marlowe, a Bloomberg diplomatic correspondent. Ian, thanks so much for joining us. A main focus, obviously, Taiwan. Are we hearing any progress in understanding each other?
Yeah, I think both sides went in here thinking that there was some miscommunications and misperceptions to address. I mean, some of that was from Biden's own comments about Taiwan, about whether he was, you know, pledging to defend it militarily if China invaded. And we had heard some tough talk from Blinken on Taiwan as well in recent weeks. They came out of here kind of stressing that that was a red line for Taiwan. Biden said that the U.S. policy on Taiwan hadn't changed. This was kind of low-hanging fruit to some extent for the talks, but both sides came out, and I think allies in the region will be reassured by that sort of kind of new talk of stability between the two powers on this.
Now, some of the analysis that I've seen, and it may be new to new people and those who have been watching closely, not so much so, but that from China's perspective, they were very worried that ties with the West might lead to a call of independence. But talking about chips and the kind of trade that had been happening and had been morphing slowly, so they felt it was in their own interest in one country to be beefing up a little bit. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think China has complained for years that the U.S., by, you know, supporting Taiwan with arms sales, with talk of Taiwan's democracy, that they've been basically emboldening elements within Taiwan who want to push the island for formal independence. But I think in general, in Taiwan, the sort of general atmosphere is one for the status quo, where Taiwan kind of exists a little bit uneasily, kind of basically de facto nation to some extent within the fold, where it's not recognized by, you know, diplomatic organizations of the United Nations, other things like that. So I think the U.S. Has always kind of walked a fine line, because they're trying to look like they're supporting Taiwan, they're supporting democracy. They're, you know, there are a lot of sort of people generally before on the Republican right that wanted more support for Taiwan with arms sales and, you know, legislation. And so this sort of allows both sides to come out of these talks with something to show for it, even though to some extent the positions aren't radically different going in. Right. I think they're just going to tone down the rhetoric on either side.
Now, did they say anything that you've seen? I haven't seen a whole lot on Ukraine, on human rights, on COVID. I mean, they came out, they talked about Taiwan, but anything on the others?
Yeah, there was a little bit. I don't think anyone really expected China to fully reverse course and start condemning Putin and call it, you know, and the war in Ukraine. But they both agreed to say that, you know, talk of, you know, loose talk of nuclear weapons use, things like that, that is not a direction that the world should be going in at the moment. And I think that was, again, a little bit of low-hanging fruit, because Chinese President Xi Jinping had said as much to the German chancellor on his recent visit to China. So to some extent, it was a reiteration of China's policy, which is, you know, which is to some extent being, you know, both sides are a little bit to blame. NATO was pushing Russia, you know, Russia, you know, didn't do, you know, invaded and it wasn't the best, but, you know, it took us by surprise and that sort of thing. So I think now both sides are a little bit on a more even footing there, I think. And I think on health and security, after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan and sent relations into a tailspin, China cut off a bunch of talks with the U.S. on climate change and a bunch of other things. So they have agreed to restart those, which will, you know, both include health security and other things like climate change.
All right, great. Ian, you're terrific. Thank you so much for giving us perspective there. That is Ian Marlowe, Bloomberg diplomatic correspondent.